أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Now, issue number 496, a woman with fixed habit of time. So this woman, she has what? She has fixed habit of what? Of time. Cannot shift haid to period outside her habitual time. She cannot shift her haid out of her time. Because she has what? She has haid with what? With fixed time. If it is at the beginning of the month, it will stay still at the beginning of the month. She cannot move it to the middle of the month or to the end of the month. Even if she sees the blood at that time, middle or the end of or the end, with the attributes of haid, it will keep her duration at the time, her time at the beginning of the month. Therefore, if her commencing time, the beginning time, is fixed on the first of every month, look, if her commencing time is fixed on the first of every month, okay, with a varying duration of 5 or 6 days, so as we said, she's fixed time, but different duration, duration. And then suddenly she sees blood for 12 days. She sees what? Blood for 12 days. And she's unable to recognize the signs to determine the duration of haid. She cannot what? She cannot recognize the signs to determine the duration of haid. She will take the first day of the month. Look, she will take the first day of the month as the beginning and as for the duration, the first day. She will resort to the foregoing rule. Which rule? Rule number 495. And if she is aware of her final or middle days of habit, and if she remember the final days or the middle days of her habit, and if the total number of days exceeds 10 days and the bleeding continues to what? To more than 10 days, she will arrange the duration of haid in such a manner that her final or middle days, which whom she knows exactly, fall within the habitual time. It means if she remember that her middle haid will be on the sixth of the month, or on the fourth of the month, okay? So when she count the days, she must put that the fourth of the month will be in the middle of her haid, okay? Not to put it at the end, or not to put it what at the beginning. Okay, issue number 497. If a woman with a fixed habit of time sees blood for more than days. Now this lady with what? With a fixed habit of what? Of time, not duration, of time. Sees blood for more than 10 duration, than 10 days. She sees blood more than 10 days. and is unable to determine the nature of a blood, and she cannot know that this blood is what is hayd or not hayd, and is unable to determine the nature of a blood as explained in rule number 495, then she will be free to decide. Don't forget that this lady, her bleeding continue or exceeds more than 10 days. Okay, so will be free, she will be free to decide upon any number of days which she feels could be. She has the choice. Okay, could be her days of hayd. It is recommend now. Sayyid Sistani is giving us what as recommended a precaution. As recommended precaution, it is recommended that she fixes 7 days. It is better for her if she what fixes 7 days, and in so doing, she must keep in mind her habit of commencement as mentioned in the foregoing rules. Okay, so she must keep in mind her habit of commencement as mentioned in the foregoing rules. Yes, Mr. Ali, let me read. All of these issues are exceptions of normal habits of time. Absolutely, absolutely. Look, Mr. Ali, some of the women, they have what? Exactly. When we did ablution, al-wudu, okay, we did it normal thing for all people. But with Jabira, we have what? We have exceptions. Exactly. But don't forget, there are many ladies whom they have such situations for this that Sayyid is what is mentioning such rules. So we have to study these rules, and absolutely more common. Yes, and because each lady should see where is her state, where is her situation, so she has to act according to the rule which is suitable for her situation. If she is not acting according to her rule, all her worships will not be what? Will not be accepted from her. Now we have what? Women having the habit of fixed duration. You see? Now we have what? Women which have fixed duration. Women having the habit of duration are of two types. They are of two types. Issue number 498. A woman whose duration of hayd in two consecutive months is same, but the commencing times differ. You see, both 2 months is what the duration are the same. For example, 5 days and 5 days, 6 days and 6 days, 3 days and 3 days, 10 days and 10 days. Okay, but the commencing times differ. You see, in such circumstances, her habit of duration will be the number of days during which blood is seen. So now when she sees the blood, okay, that will be the beginning of her hayd. For example, if a blood is seen from the first to the, yes, from the first to the fifth of the first month, and from the 11th to the 15th of the month. Look, for the first month, she saw the blood from the first to the fifth, 5 days. And for the second month, she sees the blood from 11th to 15th. It's also 5 days, but different what? Different commencing times of the second month. Her duration habit will be 5 days. Her duration habit will be what? 5 days. In spite of that, the beginning day, the commencing times are what? Are different, but the duration are fixed. So, a woman who sees the blood in two consecutive months for 3 or more days, and then it stops for a day or two before it starts again. You see? And then it stops for a day or two before it starts again. Though the time of commencement of blood varies in the second month. You see? The time of commencement of blood varies in the second month from that of the first. So her duration habit will be the what? The number of days. The number of days. For example, 5 days or 6 days in the first month, and the second month will be also 6 days. Okay? During which blood is seen, provided that under one condition, that is what? That the total number of bleeding and pack days does not exceed 10, does not exceed what? 10 days. And that the duration period in both the months remains equal. You see? The duration period in both the months remains equal. As a measure of precaution, in the intervening days, it happens that intervening days, 1 day or 2 days, maybe 3 days, she is packed. Okay? So what shall we do? Is she going to pray, or is she going to quit worshiping? And if she prays, is that a prayer are acceptable or not? Is she going to do qada or not? What are her act? Let's see. As a measure of precaution, in the intervening days, she will do all that is obligatory upon a lady who is pack. It means that she has to do ablution and what? And pray. And also refrain from all those acts which a ha'if is forbidden to do. Just like touching the script of Quran, going inside a masjid, and so on. For example, if during the first month she sees blood from the first to the third day, and then it stops for 2 days, and then sees again for 3 days. Look, 3 days blood, two days pack, and 3 days blood. So the total is what? Is 8 days. Okay, the third day, and then it stops for 2 days, and then sees again for 3 days. And in the second month, she sees it from the 11th. Where in the first month, she saw it from what? From the first. In the second month, it's from the 11th to the 13th. And then it stops for 2 days, and then sees it. Her duration habit will be what? Will be 6 days. Her duration habit will be 6 days. Okay? So only the day she count what? The days of bleeding. You see? Again, Example, if during the first month she sees blood from the first to the third, these are 3 days of what? Of blood. And then it stops for 2 days and then sees again for 3 days. So we have what? 6 days of blood and 2 days pack. And then second month she sees it from the 11th to the 13th. And then it stops for 2 days and then sees it. Her duration habit will be what? Will be 6 days. Will be 6 days. And if the duration in two consecutive months is not constant, like if she sees the blood for 8 days in the first month and for 4 days in the next, then a pause and again bleeding starts, making the total 8 days by including the intervening days, then such a woman cannot be classified as a woman with fixed duration. See, we cannot fix it as what, or mention her as a woman with fixed duration. She will be muttaribah. She will be muttaribah, whose rules will be discussed later. Her rules will be discussed later. Okay. Issue number 499. If a woman with a fixed habit, if a woman with a fixed habit of duration sees blood for less or more days than her habitual duration, but the number of those days does not exceed what? 10 days. She should treat them as hayd. She should treat them as hayd. And if it exceeds 10 days and the nature of blood remains same throughout, then she will calculate her habitual duration from the day bleeding began and treat it as hayd. But if the nature of blood changes with some days showing signs of hayd and others showing signs of istihadha, then there can be three possibilities. Now we have three possibilities. Number one, if the number of days in which blood shows signs of hayd tallies with the habitual duration, then she will take those days as of hayd and the rest of istihadha. And the rest of istihadha. This is number one. Number two, if the number of days in which blood shows signs of hayd, so the blood has what? Has the signs of hayd, exceeds her habitual duration. For example, her habitual duration is 6 days and now it's continued to 10. She will take her habitual duration as hayd and the rest is istihadha. The rest is istihadha. Number three, if the number of days in which blood shows signs of hayd is less than her habitual duration, she will add some days. She will add some days to complete her duration. She will add some days to complete, to complete her duration. And take that period as hayd. Take that period as hayd. And treat the rest of the days as of istihadha. As of istihadha. Up to now, do you have any question?
So the question is that, is it always considered istihadha if the blood is seen more than 10 days? Yes. This is a rule. Look, my daughter, We explained that before, that the lesser days of Hayd is that the bleeding continue for 3 days. If it is less than 3 days, that will be istihara. And the maximum time for Hayd is 10 days. Any time more than 10 days, that will be what? That will be istihara. That will be istihara. 11 days, 12 days, 15 days, and so, like that all will be what? That all be istihara, the extra will exceeds the 10 days. So it is, as you said, is it always considered istihara if the blood is seen more than 10 days? Yes,
that's correct. That's correct. Yes. Now we came the disordered. Okay. Now we reach to issue number 500. Issue number 500. Now, مضطربة. So, who is she, the مضطربة, and why they call her مضطربة? Sayyid Sistani said, مضطربة is a woman who may have seen blood. مضطربة is a woman who may have seen blood for some months. Seen blood for some month, but did not form a fixed habit, neither of time nor of duration. So this lady or this woman, she sees blood for months, but she doesn't have fixed time or fixed what? Fixed duration. So, if such a woman sees blood for more than 10 days, if such a woman sees blood for more than 10 days, and if the nature of blood remains some, either resembling hayd or istihada, resembling hayd or istihada, then she will be classified among those women whom, despite fixed habit of time, see blood in unusual period and is also unable to distinguish the signs of one from the other. As a measure of a precaution, she will refer to the prevailing habits among her relatives and adopt it. And if that is not possible, she will fix any reasonable number, neither less than 3 days nor more than 10 days, as explained in rules numbers 495 and 497. As we remember, as a precaution, she has to choose what? How many days, if you remember? She has to choose how many days, if you remember? Huh? Mr. Ali Al-Zahra servant, if you remember, how many days she has to choose as a precaution? Exactly, 7 days. That's correct. Okay, issue number 501, that we will continue with it tomorrow, inshallah, if we still alive. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.